Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get to the man that started all this trouble. He's very, very powerful amongst the Jet community. And that, of course, is SNY's very own Connor Hughes. Connor, Tiki, Evan, first of all, do you consider yourself a redhead or do you consider yourself just a guy who's blonde?
Oh, no, I'm a redhead. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Yeah, we're actually we just had my daughter 8 months ago. Thank you. My wife and I are arguing over whether her hair is going to be red or brown like hers. So we're kind of,
it could turn. Well, luckily she's not a man. She'd have a red beard like Evan and brown hair, which makes no sense to me.
You know how I know Connor's definitely a redhead? I had the exact same argument with my wife when our kids were born. That's a redhead.
No, brown hair.
Redhead. All right, very important business. Do you understand that when you say stuff, even throwaway lines and articles, that it causes the Jet community to go crazy? Are you aware of your power?
Well, what's crazy is the Sam Howell thing.
Yes.
What's funny to me is I actually didn't realize it had happened the way that it did until one of my guys that works over in Washington reached out to me and was like, what do you think they'd give up for him? I was like, what?
The trade's in place already. Connor said so.
I was like, wait, what's going on? So it's funny, like, you guys brought it up. Because, again, I'll be honest with you, I had never even considered Howell as a potential option for the Jets until that question was kind of thrown at me on Twitter. And I was like, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. Because I remember when the Jets were playing Washington and just when Sam Howell kind of started and it was, well, is Washington going to draft a quarterback or not? I talked to having casual conversation with people in Washington, I know, or people with the Jets. I know they thought highly of him. Like, they thought he could play. So I was like, you know, if this guy's actually available, it does make some sense because, it all depends on price. Like, the Jets aren't going to give up a third or they don't have a second, but even like a 2025 second round pick, like, they're not going to give a compensation like that. And also, like I prefaced in the story, like, this isn't like a Sam Darnold, Justin Fields situation where if you draft the quarterback, you have to get rid of this guy. Right. Like, you can keep him as your backup. But if he is made available by Washington, I think he makes a lot more sense than anybody else because he's more reasonably priced. He's still young, so his future is theoretically ahead of him. And the Jets like him, so you could maybe develop him into something. But what I didn't expect was the aggregators to grab that one and turn it into Jets are interested in Sam Howell. They want Sam Howell. Sam Howell's going to be their quarterback. So
Connor, it just became the potential. It just became because when you think about all of the alternative or the options for backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, Not a lot of them are ideal, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe Gardner Minshew, but not really.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe Aiden O'Connell, but they're not going to get rid of him out in Oakland because he's proven he can be their quality backup if they make a move on a veteran quarterback, whoever that may be. So there's not a lot of options out there.
No, he's a good one. And honestly, I wish I could take credit for it, but I got to dig up the story for whatever Twitter user was the one that pitched that one out because he was the one. I was like, you know, it actually makes a lot of sense. But again, from Washington's point of view, why are they going to get rid of him?
Right.
Like, this guy isn't like a locker room problem. This isn't a dude that's slamming his feet saying, I am the starting quarterback. I mean, this is a guy that, what's his cap hit? I think it's under $1 million or it's 1.2 maybe with them. And then the Jets, if they trade, it would only be $1 million.
Can I give you my theory on why they would trade him? And you could shoot it down immediately. So they're going to draft a quarterback. Like, we all assume they're going to draft one towards the top. And you're right, they don't have to get rid of him. But usually, don't you ideally want to have that veteran tutor, that guy that's had experience before being in that room with him? So, A, you can go get a veteran, and then B, as a Jet fan, I think I would be willing to give up a third-round pick. I know they don't have a second, a third or fourth-round pick for a guy that's not only a good backup but could potentially be my future starting quarterback. So between A, you can do well for him in terms of a return, and then B, you're probably more ideal to have the veteran backup in the room with the young quarterback. Wouldn't that be the reasons why Washington would consider moving him?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Honestly, an Aaron Rodgers with Sam Howell pairing and then Drake May with insert veteran court Jacoby Brissett, you know, or Gardner Minshew in that situation. I mean, that does make more sense for both of those sides. Again, the whole preface of it was just, is he available? Is he going to be made available? I mean, the Jets, look, Aaron Rodgers is committed to them not only for this coming year, but next year. So you're assuming that he's going to be your quarterback the next 2 years. And I think that honestly, Aaron's open to playing even longer than that.
Yeah.
So this is something where you got to be smart with the compensation you're willing to give up to get the backup quarterback. But like you were saying, man, of all the guys that are out there and all the names that are going to be floated around, I think Howell's the best one. I mean, he's somebody that they value. He's somebody who's proven he can play. I mean, I thought he showed a decent amount last year on a terrible Washington football team. I would do it. I mean, it's one I would do. I love the idea, and I think it's something the Jets would pursue. Again, the caveat being, is Sam Howell actually being made available?
Right. I agree with you on that 100%, Connor. The only reason I could see it fitting, because I forgot who their new head coach was for some reason. I'm like, who the hell's the head coach down there? It's Dan Quinn, and Cliff Kingsbury is their offensive coordinator. So the only other reason they would move off is if it was fit, right? He didn't fit what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. Now, who knows what Cliff Kingsbury actually wants to do, but that would be the only other reason that he would be made available.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. Like, it's an interesting one. I will say, when it blew up, it surprised me. Like, I know I saw, actually, when you guys reached out about having me on, I was like, man, how big did this actually get? I saw two or three of the aggregators are over, like, their impressions on the tweet are over 1 million. I
mean, this is going to be the...
I'm going to tell you, this is going to be... I was actually talking to somebody over at the Giants about this, because something happened with David Bakhtiari and The Athletic, where it was the same exact thing. It was, like, doing the same article that every single reporter writes about potential cap cuts. And David was on there, and then the aggregators turned it into Packers expected to release David Bakhtiari. This wild, wild west that we're entering in now, that Twitter's paying you based off of impressions, these guys are going to go wild over whatever is out there, because them it doesn't matter.
Like,
the algorithm's going to take it and spread it to whoever it's going to spread, and they're going to get a check off of it. So whether they're right or wrong, they don't care as long as the impressions add up.
Now, right or wrong, I'll hold you to this. If anything, I won't hold you to being wrong, but I'll give you a lot of credit if you're right. So it's February 21st. We all know the Jets are adding a veteran backup quarterback. That's our assumption. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess right now, your educated guess on who that person is, who that quarterback is to back up Aaron Rodgers week one, who is it?
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew. And I think it's going to be for a historically high number for a backup quarterback. Because
Gardner's a good quarterback.
Come out to Kaz, right? Like, I mean, Woody told Kaz they're going to pay the backup. So, right. I mean, that immediately took negotiating out of the hands of Joe Douglas and put it all the way in the agent. And they're not going to make the same mistake they made last year. So they're going to want somebody that, if Aaron Rodgers goes down, insert player here, can take them to the playoffs. And that's something that Gardner Minshew was going to do for Anthony Richardson if that pass wasn't dropped. So, I mean, I think he'll be the one that they go
out and get
him. I know the Jets had a pretty high grade on him as a free agent last year. It was just one of those things where they were already paying Aaron Rodgers. They were already paying Zach Wilson. Do you really want to now pay another $6 million or $5 million? To a third-string quarterback, or would have been second, pushing Zach down to third, I should say. But I know that they view him very highly.
If they made that move, they were in the playoffs this year. They would have made the playoffs.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Because I called Indy a couple of times, and I love Gardner. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
like different than you would expect for a guy who's a good starting quarterback in the NFL. But I think that plays well in most locker rooms because he's not ruffling feathers. He's just doing his job. Living in a van and probably smoking a lot of weed.
Nothing wrong with that. Connor, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you, Connor.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good, man.
Connor Hughes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.